Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively not in the home studio anymore, and as much as I have like a fake Fade Lees behind me, we're at the real Costas, and I tell you what, we're in Baltimore County, the Baltimore County home of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, soon to be presented by the Maryland Lottery. This is a homecoming here. You know, my Dundalk High guidance counselor from 1982... And my Dundalk friend, you know, Colgate and Eastwood, you know, became one, I think, at some point during your childhood, right? So we're all in this together. Johnny O is here. We're Costas. We're celebrating the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And I'm not even getting a crab cake today. I've decided to get the Crab Imperial.
Oh, that's a bold move,
Kyle. Living large. I heard this is a new experience for you. You've never really been here to Costas, Johnny.
You know, it's. I think the crab cakes from Costas were embedded in our baby food here. So Costas is as much an East Side Baltimore County tradition as anything else that I think we have to offer. So you're a brave man. I'm sure it's delicious, but I'm a little bit of a purist when it comes to my crab cakes.
So you've never had Crab Imperial here?
I don't think I ever have.
Have you ever had crabs, the cream spinach here?
Steamed crabs, yes. No cream spinach. I'm like...
Are you eating vegetables? Are you like Rex Ryan?
Man's talking to you. He's trying to tell you. He eats crabs here.
Crabs here.
He can't be any clearer.
Now, if you need to have a little bit of an appetizer before you indulge in the steamed crabs...
See,
that's
this is
okay.
Where politicians get closed-minded. We need to open your mind a little bit. So here's what happened with me on the tour. I had the same problem. I had crab cake sponsors for years and years and years where I didn't try crab cakes anywhere else. I only got them at my sponsors. And the crab cake tour was brought about the difference in all of them. But every crab at every place, the seasoning's different, too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Every crab soup is different. Every cream of crab soup is different. So this tour brought together all of that. But a little bit of it was brought 2 years ago. I came in and I wasn't in the mood for crab cake here at Costas. I wasn't in the mood for crabs. And I said to Pete, what is something on the menu I've never had? He said, our Crab Imperial is great. And I'm like, I haven't thought of ordering Crab Imperial since 1989. I haven't had it in 30 years. And he brought me Crab Imperial. I was sitting at the bar with my wife because she got the ribs. And I'm like, I'm never ordering anything here ever again other than the Crab Imperial. This is like two and a half years ago. So I had the crab cake here again, sitting in that chair with Billy Yerman about 3 weeks ago on the tour. And it was the first crab cake I've had here in like 3 years. So you got to expand your mind. You never know what you're going to find, Johnny.
Okay,
you know?
Well, maybe you'll have a fork like dip into your Imperial, but you won't even know where it came from.
How's the county?
The county's good. Look, this has been a hard year and a half. COVID sucks, and it has challenged.
That ought to be a billboard, shouldn't it?
COVID sucks. Yeah,
that's true. I mean, like, look, we've seen businesses like Costas and so many other great institutions struggle. They've been resilient. We've done a great job putting in over $20 million to support our businesses, but we've seen food insecurity, over 18 million meals we've had to distribute to keep our residents fed, housing insecurity, millions of dollars in eviction prevention. But the good news is, like, our folks are resilient, right? And so even though I've had hard conversations with businesses, with families who've lost a loved one, I mean, the county is leading the way, whether it's in keeping our businesses sustained. And, you know, Costas is rebounding, and it's great to see folks here.
Very exciting when I walk in.
You look at places like State Fair and what they've done in the expansions right. with El Guapo.
And the Beaumont.
And the Beaumont
brand new
now.
Restaurant.
I mean, like, not just surviving, but we're seeing business leaders stretch forward and actually expand. So I think it's a testament to our people and candidly the team that we have here in Baltimore County.
Leftover from somebody else.
Not a whole lot of leftovers.
No.
A lot of fresh faces let me tell you.
Look at D.I., I mean, he's got green. Stand up and show him what the former county executive looks like on a Friday, summertime. Hey, and this guy's got to wear a jacket, man.
This is it.
Casual now, man.
I don't have to go to any press conferences.
It's Purple Friday today, man.
Well, you know? Purple Friday.
I want to ask this.
You got the purple in Baltimore Positive.
I do.
But just before you do, Don, yeah. I just wanted to stress again the vaccines. Like, they
That's
work.
Where I wanted to go.
Okay. So, yeah, they work. They keep us safe. And folks like Terry Sapp, who was the roadie, we talked about this for Twisted Sister, Dr. Branch, some of the old faces, the carryovers, right, who have been, it's that mix of like this new energy, but also folks who've been leading the county for a long time. that we have one of the highest vaccination rates in the state among a state that has some of the highest vaccination rates in the country. And if you think that doesn't make a difference, it does. It's what's keeping our hospitals from being completely overrun. It's what's keeping our school. It's what's helping to keep our schools open because our kids can't get vaccinated yet. And it's what's allowing our businesses to stay open. It's incredible. 76% of eligible residents as of today have been vaccinated, and that number
is that
keeps
children
going up.
Too.
Children 12 and up. Yeah. So
okay.
Who's 76 of those. Percent of those who are eligible to get
eligible,
a shot,
which is right. which is 60-some percent right. of our total population. Right. So once our students, and look, that includes my kindergartner, she'll be 6 in November, is eligible, and we start seeing them getting vaccinated, I think like that, boosters, that there's a way out. But I'm going to be like, look, this summer, I thought we had this thing crushed. I thought we were done.
And yet you and
you
I
thought
walked
every,
in,
every
here we
sane
are.
Person and, would just come and
yet,
do it.
And yet CE walks in today, he's got a mask on, I walk in with a mask on. Here we are. How frustrating. We talk with a lot of elected officials. We talk with the governor, who sang your praises, by the way, county executive. He really did.
What brewing company is that from? Just so I know.
Oh, that's one of the finest from Key Brewing.
I hear they're
another
in fine
Dundalk institution.
Yeah, I hear they're in Dundalk.
But the governor sang your praises, and you could sense frustration from him. We met with Stuart Pittman recently, frustration from him, Barry Glassman. All of you guys who have spent now 18 months trying to get a handle on this, and we're now down to this small resistant group.
Mm-hmm.
For somehow, masks have become a political statement, and Nestor and I have talked about it until we're blue in the face. We can't get our head around it. I'm sure you've thought about it. You've mandated masks, I think, for county buildings. Where you have control, you've done mm-hmm. it. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah, so we have masks are required in our schools, and that's especially important for me because all of our kids can't be vaccinated, right? They have no choice,
right.
And so we're trying to protect them as best we can. We have masks required now. In our courthouses, in our community colleges, in our county buildings, in our libraries, in our senior centers. And it's working, right? We know that we're trying to follow the science. CDC says when transmission's higher, that's the recommendation. We partner with private companies as best we can. The PGA Tour, which just had a great
amazing
event,
out
of caves.
Can't exactly.
But they voluntarily worked with our health teams to say anything indoors, they required masking. So there was this like public-private partnership to keep our people safe, have this excellent outdoors event. What better way to social distance than to spread out over a couple hundred acres? But it's hard. I mean, this has been challenging. And, Governor Hogan and I have really come to terms in terms of just putting people first, and we have developed a collaborative working relationship, and it's been to the benefit of, I think, our residents, that when you put partisanship aside and you just try to do what's right together, the outcomes are better.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, right? I mean, if you do what's right for people, we always joke, Johnny, that we don't go in a straight line here. I wasn't going to talk about the BMW, but you mentioned it. Looking back, did you get out there, Nestor?
I did get out
you
there.
You did. I thought you did.
I cut the tour short on Saturday night after Dobbins rolled up his leg,
mm-hmm.
and I came home on that Sunday morning, and I hit John Maroon at the Restaurant Association of Maryland's here, by the way, so big shout-out to everybody there. It's Restaurant Week all around the state. You know about this, right?
I do, yeah.
I heard that we started that back many moons ago,
we
right?
were very much involved in that, yes.
So that's
close.
Going on all week, so I'm having a lot of restaurateurs on. So I came back early that day. I hit John Maroon. I said, can I come out there? He said, sure, and I had no plans to go because it was in the middle of the tour. And then literally that morning I woke up and there was so much excitement around town. 7 in the morning I woke up at home unexpected.
Oh.
And I was on the course at 11 in the morning, and I walked it until 4, and then I came home and I watched the excitement of
and there was no more. Speaking of the governor, he and I were literally bouncing back and forth.
He said it was exhausting. Cantley kept making these
putts. It was exhilarating. I mean, it was a little exhausting, but it was mostly
exhilarating. I mean, you're a golfer. And we kidded the governor. He said he wasn't a golfer. But, when you go back and you look at that, and we're going to be talking with some folks next week about the Ryder Cup. When you go back and look, we know how hard it is to make putts when they matter or don't matter. To look at Patrick Cantlay that day, who literally made 9 straight putts mm-hmm. that mattered. Had he missed one of the 9, he would have been $15 million short.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're talking big
putting
money.
Putting for dollars.
Yes.
Putting for dollars.
Putting for bucks. So, but talk about what I was struck by, And again, I think you have to get a big, big shout out, CE, for the job that the county did, because I've heard from folks involved with the tour. Mm-hmm. I've heard folks who are running next year's FedEx semifinal, the BMW, already calling our folks to say, my God, it was flawless. And I don't think they realize that's about a well over a year's worth of work that your team put in.
The planning started over a year before.
Amazing.
And, you know, whether it was Mike Mueller, who was our point person, I don't know, a familiar name, we might, have heard of that last name before.
I think that was in his wheelhouse. Be in charge of the golf? Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, Mike did a great job. Drew Vetter, our deputy administrative officer, was dispatched, and he pulled in, you know, our permitting office, our environmental offices, transportation, police.
Transportation. I mean, let's talk about that, because mm-hmm. this place isn't built for that, right?
Like, that's right.
So I thought this is going to be a cluster. No, I mean, I went out on Sunday, and it was flawless, and the amazing part for me was all the infrastructure, mm-hmm. knowing they put on, I've been to 27 Super Bowls, you know, I see when they've had compounds and done all of this stuff, turning a pasture that I've been to before into this beautiful space. I knew it didn't happen overnight, but those stands look like they were built there.
Yeah.
They look like they were built into
the... You built a small city in the span of a couple of months for a week of outstanding championship golf. I think it's the one sport where the venue has to be created for all these major events. I mean, at least
I live downtown during IRL. I don't even want to hear that.
You know, I don't even want to hear that. It's fat. Johnny, I know you were out there every day, so you probably didn't get to see much on TV. My comment to people, and I mean, I'm sure you've played Caves. I've played it a couple of times, not many. I thought Caves, and I know I'm a little biased because it's Baltimore County course. Mm-hmm. I'll give people that. But I thought it showed as well on TV as any golf course I've ever seen other than Augusta. I mean, I put Augusta and Pebble, and then you start with the others.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Well, you talk about Owings Mills specifically, the county specifically, and the region more generally. To have a week of a national audience looking in and telling a positive story.
Oh,
right?
Man.
I mean, like, this is what this show is
all
about.
Positive.
Yeah, like, right? So, like, it sort of embodied what the real value of that tournament was. Yes, we had 70 of the world's best golfers. Yes, there was $20 million of economic impact. But I think for me, more than anything, is that people are looking at the greater Baltimore area and saying, wow, you know, taking a second look and understanding some of the good things that are coming out. I know there were some great stories about the scholarships and the other work
right.
that happens related to it. So it was exhilarating, and it's the same teams of people, though, that help put that on, that do things like make sure that people are vaccinated.
Right.
So, like, we keep people out of hospitals. We keep them in our restaurants.
So I want to bring this full circle there, because that day I went and got some peach cake up at Baltimore County.
Cake.
It was at Simons. It was the last couple
you
days.
You love
of
you
peach
some
cake.
Peach cake.
I had really crappy. I had six peaches this morning I threw in a trash can.
Oh, man.
Immediately.
That's hard.
They looked perfect, and they didn't look right in the trash can, but they didn't taste right. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving from my peach cake over to BMW, and I went down Schwann Road, and I sort of backtailed in past where Ripken lived at Dover and Tufton and all that. And it was the last day of 30 days of me driving all over the state, mm-hmm. right? So the thing that I was struck by, and I said this to you the first weekend, it's what I said to Dennis when I was driving a Coons Ford Bronco the first weekend off the road on 50, how beautiful our state is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe specifically to August. Maybe I picked this lush
good,
corn,
good yep.
you know, lots of greens and blues. But I drove that last day through on a ride I've been on a million times. Most of the roads I went on in the month, I had never been on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them. Because
mm-hmm.
I got off of 50, I got off of 68, I'd never really been out west.
Yep.
So everything my eye saw for 30 days was something new.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in a place that I've been on a million times, and I'd never looked at it the same
See
way.
It differently. Yeah.
I thought Hunt Cup, and I thought, man, I'm from Dundalk, so we didn't get those kind of pastoral settings. But the whole state in totality, and I want to give you one thing on vaccine, because I pulled this up, it's 15 minutes ago, but I retweeted this. This is a Nebraskan cattle rancher, okay? Mm. So we're talking about a place where nobody's getting vaccinated, they're all watching Fox News, and no... I was nervous. Then I remember that in my life, I've spent over $1 million on vaccines for my herd.
Hmm.
Why? Because they work. So my wife and I got the shot. So, you know, even speaking to people that are reluctant to... What is driving people over as you see it, Johnny? What's the thing that's making someone who is vax hesitant finally do this?
I think it depends on the individual, right? And so I am both understanding of the fact that people have questions or doubts. I am understanding the fact that there is like outright misinformation out there. But it's also very frustrating because we know that it works.
Right.
And if you break your arm, you listen to your doctor. If you're otherwise sick, you listen to your doctor.
If you get COVID, you will go to the hospital and you will listen to your doctor.
We just have this silly, and you probably, you two guys being of another generation are probably much more familiar with Nicki Minaj's work than me. But the fact that we have Nicki Minaj with millions of followers on Instagram going out and telling people that she's not going to get it until she does some more research because of something.
These are the same
bizarre
people that listen to Kanye.
Well, I don't think Nicki Minaj is going to be going through medical journals and doing research. That's call me crazy. I don't see Nicki this afternoon.
Right. We're
going
to take a break. We're having crab cakes here. The Maryland Restaurant Association is with us. Restaurant Association Maryland, excuse me. It's Maryland Restaurant Week. I'm going to send everybody out to the website. You guys have had a lot of restaurant week experience. I know this. So I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about that going on all over the state. We're Costas. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. He'll be having a crab cake and he'll be having a crab cake. Martin, you're going to have a crab cake, right? All right. I'm just checking.
Why not?
I'm having a crab imperial today.
Crab cakes.
I've just decided I'm having a crab imperial today.
By the way, look at this. Baltimore Magazine. Here's Johnny O. What can I say?
You were a school teacher, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, these things here, they're for school teachers, aren't they?
He makes fun of me.
He
makes fun of me because I can go to my tabs, you know? I open it up.
Johnny, you know
there
that
we
the whole
go.
Impetus here's for this thing with Don and I was that Don never taught me social studies. He was a social studies teacher. So this whole Baltimore Positive, it's kind of like the second Newhart, you know? It's just one big dream sequence to teach me social studies. Baltimore County Executive Johnny O is here, former Baltimore County executive who left the county in great shape for Johnny O.
Hey, look at this. I'm going to interrupt you again. This fell out of my magazine. We always say you can go to your local Wise Market or whatever and pick up this magazine because you want to read about the
car. But look, if anybody knows Mike Teitelbaum, and I saw him
at
the BMW.
Look at what you save on a subscription.
This is a free ad for Mike Teitelbaum. So here you go. This is for Baltimore Magazine. Max Weiss is on next week as well. We're Costas. Crab cakes ahead. I'm Nestor. He's Johnny O. He's Don. We're Baltimore Positive. Back for more right after this.